Let's get stuck in now to FAQ video number 5. The question here is, what's the best way of attracting high net worth clients? It's a curious question, and it's curious to me because of this. I'm not sure I know what the question means. To be honest, I'm not sure that the people asking me know what the question means either. Let me give an example. I run around the country speaking to groups in seminars and conferences anywhere between 20 strong and maybe 200 in the room. And I often ask delegates to take a 30 seconds out, maybe a minute, and write down the answer to this question. What do you think the term high net worth individual means to you? Now, it won't surprise you to learn that there are almost as many answers as there are people in the room, which doesn't make sense. What that's telling you and I is that the people in the room, between 20 and 100 or maybe 200 people, can't agree on the term high net worth. And if they can't agree, then clearly they don't really understand what it means. If they did, then they could all broadly agree. And if they don't know what the term means, then how on earth does someone else, a stranger, listening to them, know what it means either? So if the stranger doesn't know what you mean, then how can you attract that stranger to you as a prospective new client? Doesn't make sense, does it? It's all a bit woolly, don't you think? There's just no clarity in the phrase high net worth individual. And that means that you're talking to just about anybody if you're using it. And we all know if you're talking in marketing terms to anyone, then really you're talking to no one. So what's the point in using the term? And why do intelligent professionals use it at all? I'll tell you why. Lazy thinking. People engage in such lazy thinking when they either don't know how to, can't be bothered to, or are frightened to be very specific about who they're trying to talk to, who their target market is. And it's that kind of thinking which leads to the question that people bring to me, how do I attract them? How could you attract them when you don't know who them is, and they certainly don't know who them is that you're trying to talk to? It all just doesn't make sense, does it? What you need to do is study the IFA Marketing Manifesto, which you can acquire from the Advisor Gym website. And I hope you've already got your copy. If you have, I suggest you go back and restudy it. And I look forward to seeing you at the next FAQ video.